Baltimore Trash Cleanup Volunteers Save Two Men from Opioid Overdose. By Amy Furr on August 16, 2019. Trash cleanup volunteers saved the lives of two men who had reportedly overdosed on opioids in Baltimore, Maryland, on Thursday. Volunteer Clint Sherb, 32, said he saw two men struggling to walk as he and his team picked up trash in the area. He watched as one of the men passed out on the ground, and the other slumped over in a stairway. Sherb approached them and checked both men's pulses, which were slow. Moments later, he realized neither of them had a pulse at all. A neighbor who witnessed the two men fall down on Monroe Street rushed over with Narcan, a drug also known as naloxone, which reverses or blocks the effects of opioids. Sherb and another volunteer named Joe Rivecchio, 38, from Florida, administered the drug to the men. By the time the Baltimore police arrived, both men had regained consciousness. "If we had not come here and the locals hadn't had Narcan, they would have died," Sherb commented. "We came here to do one thing, and God blessed us with another," Rivecchio said of the event, adding that there are all types of craziness in this world. "It starts with one person helping another and blossoms from that." U.S. Army veteran and volunteer John Rourke said he was shocked at the conditions in the Baltimore neighborhood. "I didn't know that a city in the United States could be this bad. I've seen cities in Iraq cleaner than here. Cities shouldn't be this bad," he told the Washington Post. On July 29, Breitbart News reported that Trump supporter and activist Scott Pressler was organizing a trash cleanup in the city of Baltimore, following the president's tweets criticizing Representative Elijah Cummings, DMD, filthy district. "President Trump has brought attention to Baltimore and how the city needs help. So, instead of just tweeting or complaining about the situation, we are taking action to actually clean up the city," Pressler told Breitbart News. "Quite honestly, I was willing to come to Baltimore, alone, to pick up trash," he commented. "I had no idea I would have received such an overwhelming response from the community." On August 5, the day of the event, 170 volunteers picked up 12 tons of trash. On Twitter Thursday, Pressler called attention to the life-saving efforts of the trash pickup volunteers in Baltimore this week. "I'm in tears," he wrote. "Today, a volunteer trash cleanup crew in Baltimore saved the lives of two men overdosing on opioids.